Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the Halal Industry Do For Self. With your host today, Nate Hurley. Now, Halal had other previous engagements, so he couldn't be here today, as well as James Bashir. But I'm here, solo, to bring the institute that we are trying to establish. I'd like to begin with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. As always, I'll use you to speak about the unity that's needed in establishing the model community and doing for self. We need that kind of unity that's behind or lead with and built around what Allah says. That is our format. That is what we always fall back on. That's what's always in front of us, doing what Allah says first. I look at the unification and the people and aspect of everything that we're doing. The one thing I see is always missing is that our ability to lead with what Allah said. We might, as far as Muslims, we might start everything with Allah's name in the name of Allah, but we don't use it in everything, whereas we should use it in everything, because everything starts with Allah's name. Allah gives life and we take it. And we should understand that. But when it comes time to when we got to build stuff, we have to build, like we're trying to work. The halal industry is already established. We're just having off the ground all the way yet. And that's because of Allah's in charge of it. That's what I say. Somebody else can probably say something different. But I'm going to say this and I'm going to stand by it because this is what I see. I have to stand firm in my conviction. I looked at how we got to this point right here. We was taught by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Imam Muhammad, Imam Warfi Muhammad. May Allah be pleased with both of them. And we have I can say mental scar, but we have the mental understanding, the mental experience to verify that those two persons was conditioning us for us to be right to where we at today, standing up firmly. Standing by our conviction, they the one that least taught me Islam. I can go back to where I first started in the nation. And then coming all the way through with Imam Muhammad. They the one showed me how to be upright and be proud of ourselves. Be proud of what we have accomplished. Now that's just for me. I bear witness there. I stand firm there. But that doesn't mean nothing in the majority of our people, the African American people, descendants of slaves, is not right there with me, knowing what I know. Because if I'm strong in it, they will be strong right there with me. And the reason why our community is weak, because the leadership took a weak stand in garnishing over them. Yeah. because this is how we need to do what we need to do. I don't know if you heard me. We had a mix up on the call, and I just pushed the resume call, so I hope you can hear. But we're going back. Well, I'll tell you what I do. I take a PSA and read from the Quran. Surah 72, ayahs. 21 to 25. Say, it is not to my power. It is not in my power to cause you harm or to bring you to a right conduct. Say, no one can deliver me from Allah. If I were to disobey him, nor shall I find refuge except in him, unless I proclaim what I received from Allah and his messenger. For anyone who disobeys Allah and his messenger, for them is hell. They shall dwell therein forever. At length, when they see with their own eyes that which they are proclaiming, then will they know who is that is weakest in his help and least point of numbers. Say, I know not whether the punishment which you are promised to endure, or whether my Lord will appoint for it a distant term. Surely Allah speaks the truth. Join us daily from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an edition of the Halal Industry. Do Yourself with your host, Imam Wale Ayub Halal, founder and CEO of Halal, and co-host James Bashir and Nate Brown. Your interest of Halal Inc. is to establish economic for the African-American people, descendants of slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength to establish community life by doing for self to build the model community. I like to just acknowledge we're still having the problem with the board, the panel board, where we can monitor phone calls. And we thank Allah and everybody that's been working constantly to try to rectify the problem. And we want to continue to ask people to feel free to call in. And if anybody is monitoring the board right now, they can call in to the studio. And maybe the brother can break through and funnel the call through our phone, through our board, so we can interact. Any comments, statements, questions one might have in reference to the halal industry, do for self. This is all we need. We need that because we are reaching out to the people to share our wealth and asking you to come aboard, to be a part of it. Be a part of it to what? To help build our model community. I commend the brother, Yasir Muhammad, for granting us the opportunity to share our experience, our mission on his behalf, on his program time. So after that, we'd like to continue. Again, I hope we didn't go off the air. We had a little minor mishap here. But I hope, and the call said to resume the call after I looked up the scene. And I hope you heard what we were talking about. But nevertheless, we still want to continue to labor hard in establishing this halal industry. We're going to be talking this till we turn blue in the face, because we know this has to happen. And I know everything started off with a challenge, with challenges, everything. So I'm riding the tide. I'm down for the camp. I done jumped on the board, and I ain't getting up. I look forward to all this. Now that I understand, now that I can see what's happening in front of me. We have to get the people. We have to go out and get the people and get them from under the range of Shaitan. And we all say that the Imam had to explain to me about how we have to get control of our jinn. We get control of our jinn, we'll get control over Shaitan. Again, we get control of our jinn, we get control over Shaitan. He can't touch us. Like I said earlier, Shaitan suggests things to you. He don't act them out. You act them out. But he suggests things to you a lot. He shows us things. But we act them out. That's what makes us the human being. That's what makes us the highest in creation. We act them out. We take the information, digest it, and produce it. The glorification goes to Allah. Just like Shaitan, the glory goes to Shaitan every time somebody is killed. They worship in Shaitan. That Shaitan got a victory. So every time you kill somebody, Shaitan got a victory. We have to turn them tide. Because one thing in the law of hate, murder, homicide, and all that, it's a grave sin in Islam. Any God-fearing people know that God gives life and he takes life. We come from him, we turn right back to him. Any God-fearing person knows that. You don't have the right to take nobody's life. God didn't put us here to take life, to kill each other. He wants us to work together as one. How do I know? I always say, look at the universe, all the stars, planets and all that work as one. All of them do their part. All of them take their own stand. Nobody branch out on anyone. Nobody cross over and take anything from anybody. They all stay in their form in the galaxy, exhibiting what Allah wants them to do. That's enough for me to convince me that, hey, man, you got something going on. Something is all about that. I like that. Because you can understand it. You can see the form that it's taking. And you can see what it's producing. Now, if we come right back down to the people, you can see the form that it's taking and what it's producing. It's producing a negative trace among the people. The war. The robbery, you know, matter of fact, armed robbery is another one. It's a bad taste in the law as its major sin. Rape as a major sin, which I was telling a couple brothers, we grew up around all that and almost thought that it was normal. It was normal to do this. It's just like right now today, the people think it's normal to walk packing a gun. You pack that gun, then that gun thinks for you. Shaitan suggests you got that junk gun, shoot it. Best to put the gun down, put it away. And we can still maneuver in this society in an unarmed aspect. As long as you don't get involved in all the madness. If you get involved in the madness, you might, somebody can come chasing you. But if we're moving as one and unify in unity, they're gonna shame us. Even with their guns, they're gonna back off. Because if there's a lot of them, your gun can only, you can probably only shoot a couple. That force, unity, where there's unity, that's strength. That's the kind of strength that backs Shaitan up. Shaitan wants to back up. He don't like to be exposed. That's the greatest thing he sees, being exposed. So then, that's why he hide behind you. He had you do his dirty work, and you pick all the blame. And he gets all the fame. I'm talking about this because every day I see more and more things in society Shaitan has his hand on. All in the sports world, all in the celebrity entertainment world, all in the music world. Shaitan has his hand in all that. And he only got his hand in all that because a lot of people don't know how to back him up. They don't know how to check him. Because everybody is doing it. And we always like to follow the crowd. Follow the crowd. Man, oh man. We want to get us to work as one in unity so we can do for ourselves. So we can build economics, strength in our community, do businesses, put people in businesses, upgrading people's businesses. And moving from city to city to establish that same concept wherever we go. That's what we want to do. That's what we're going to do. It's just a matter of time. And we have to utilize our time in a sense where we can get the most value out of it. Right now, we're utilizing our time to share with you our thoughts, our direction, how we can bring about, make this happen. That's utilizing our time. We don't ask for no money. We ain't leading with no money. We're asking you for a commitment, a commitment. Then once you commit yourself, then there you will have to sacrifice. Because without any sacrifice, can't be no commitment. And once you sacrifice, what we sacrifice for, to be successful, whatever it takes to make us or get us to be successful. Successful in a way that we can rise up the spirit of the people. Because the spirit is very low right there. It's almost so low that it's scary. But that's all right. But this is like the life goes through ups and downs. Sometimes you be at your lowest point. So if we're at the lowest point, all we can go is strive towards the highest point. We can only progress from here. We can't go no further backwards. We can only go forward. And if we're going forward with a plan, a strategic plan, how we're going to bring about our commitment, we have the plan. And we have the people that can do it or execute it. Some knows, majority don't. They don't even know they got that strength there. Because why? Our mind is being diverted with foolishness. A lot of so-called excitement that we can't see through all the fog. But I always say, let's see who's standing when the fog clear. When the smoke clear, let's see who's going to be standing. That's what I say. That's what I believe. We've been presented with a lot of progressive examples that we can hone our own strength by looking back or looking at them. Like I said, Lord always sent a leader, an example for you to for the people, so they can head by. They can sit here. He don't leave you out here by yourself and have you fending for yourself. No, he don't do that. You have to search for those leaders. They ain't gonna just fall out of the sky and bust you in the head and tell you, here I am. No, you got to search for them. And if you search for them, they'll find you because they right among you. You just have to look. Like I said, I was blessed, you know, like, again, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Imam Muhammad. And then we got imams around here today that's very instrumental in reminding us to believe with what Allah says, to do what Allah says. And a lot of times, they do it by telling you to be patient. You know, patience is tough. Persevere. Can't give up. Now we in it for the long run. We're in the prayer. Ask the Lord for strength to help you bring about our commitment. What more can you ask for? Just do it. Just do it in a sense where you have a conviction in it. Now all that foolishness around you is like bouncing off. It bounces right off. You see it, but you don't see it. You're around it, but you're not about it. We have to sit down, learn to sit down and discuss intelligently our problem and how we want to resolve our problem. We don't have to argue and debate, and everybody wants somebody that want to be heard, want to be seen. Now, I believe that when we go and sit down and deal with problems, there should be no outburst, no somebody want to be seen and argue with. Should be none of that. We should already have experienced that before we walked in the door. I mean, is that we sit down as far as we have with the brotherhood. Sit down with the brotherhood and iron out our differences. So when we become in front of the community, there's no difference. There's no emotional outbreak. There's no death because we will clear. Because the people go by what they see. If they see us calm and collective working with each other, they're going to want to do the same thing because that's how the people is. That's how people go. How do you think the masses of the people become ignorant? It's by what they see everybody else doing. Well, if they did it, I can do it. Y'all didn't say nothing to him or them. Well, you shouldn't say nothing to me, though. They are wrong. You gonna follow wrong, and then you're gonna wind up in the wrong place. Look at our people, fooling in the jailhouse. There was a little survey they had that in 1968, there were 607,000 African Americans in jail per 100,000 people. 50 years from there, there's 1,732 per 100,000 people is incarcerated. That's 2018. Now that's still, we still got it by 5 years. And it's probably more now. But it done went almost three times higher than 68. So that's telling you that the people are very gullible. And society know that. And that's why they want to keep the people ignorant, keep the veil over the people's eyes, so they can't figure it out. But once you stop and eliminate the blight out of your life and start leading with what Allah says or what God says, you can see right through what they do or what's happening. Then we can't go up and get on the soapbox and say, you dirty dog, I see you. You can't do that. Allah said, be patient and persevere. We pray. Keep a lowly spirit. But continue to labor hard. We ain't gonna sit up here and force nothing on nobody. And we're not gonna let anybody force anything, huh? That's why we maneuver around with a lowly spirit. If you running around all aggressive, you're gonna attract the wrong people or the wrong kind of people. You go humble, people don't know how to take you. So they leave you alone. This is what we have to do. This is what I see we're going to do. And it's just a matter of time that we're going to get there. It's just a matter of time. We're almost there. I can see it. And if we don't get there in my lifetime, so be it. I know Allah has already sent somebody else to take our place. Or continuing with what we want to do. Already knew it. There's no doubt in my mind. And here we in Philadelphia. Always been the top of the clutch. We always, everything moved off of how we move. I've learned that not before we got into the nation. Whereas you got around other people from all other states and cities. And you've seen how advanced. Not better, advanced in going about doing things than they were. We was always advanced. And everybody, you'll see how everybody took it for granted that they already knew the stuff, especially people like from the New York. But we was always, we was always low profile. And we knew how to make things happen just by, from our social background growing up among our people. Hey, so then we got in the nation, it just already knew what was happening, already seen, and everybody always just knew. Some of the people that was in the nation from the minister aspect I grew up in the same neighborhood, Minister Jeremiah Shabbat, Mayor of my parents moved there. And we were running around, and he, Shawwood Street, 25th Street, he was known. And we read up on a lot of things that he accomplished for the Nation of Islam. I was astounded. I was shocked. I heard it, but we had a book, the brother Reuben Bashir wrote a book about it. And we need to go back and reflect on people like them to get not the courage, but to show that was his work. That's at his height of life, this is what he accomplished. And we should learn from that. The Lord made us all different so we can learn from each other. We should look at his lifestyle and see what he accomplished, and we can put it in our repertoire. Get some of that and put it in how we going about doing it. That's how we learn from each other. We learn from each other's wealth, their experience. That's how we go about getting things done. You reflect back, you read about the history of the African-American people defending the slaves here. And you have a a path that all the leaders that were there that came about, what they did for the people. I'm not interested in your individuality and how you are individual. I want to know, what did you do for the people? Then I can see if God was in your heart. It's how you treat the people. That's the lifeline from Allah within the people. Because the people collectively, they support you, we'll get accomplished a lot of anything we want. Because that's how Allah wants us to work. Because that's how everything else Allah created. That's how they work in unison. Only one don't work in unison is man. And if man got to be rambunctious and rebellious and dumbfounded, old man. No. It's up to us to build that model community, be an example for society, for our community, and even for the world. Just imagine the African American people rise up to be an example. Mankind, the world, bowed down our feet. Why? Because they knew, as a people, what we have endured, what we have went through. The world knows that. Some trying to cover it, and some don't even know what to do. But the world knows it. Like I said yesterday, that document on 1996, Imam Muhammad was over in Palestine, and how they looked upon him like a savior, like something to help mankind. And I took it as, I see that they did that to Imam Muhammad. I was impressed. And I was also proud to be part of his congregation. But that's, as a people, that's what we want to stand. And if we see them do that for him, how the people react to him, just imagine what they would do, us as a people, rise up after all this mess that we encounter here in the world. People had to bow down. Not in a sense to worship us, but to respect us. Because we don't always, anybody time you come to worship somebody, no, no, you got to worship Allah. Don't worship me. Get me to understand. I need to understand. I don't need to be worshiped. I need to understand it, because that helps clarify a lot of things that we do. That helps. And I look forward to doing this, because I know Allah is with us. I know that. There's no doubt in my mind. And if we can establish this and be an inspiration to the people to come and get involved, to build the halal industry, make it a prominent stand in our community. Just like the Nation of Islam was a prominent stand. He's talking about yesterday that the Nation of Islam was the one that instrumental in getting our people to stop eating pork. The Nation of Islam did that. And everybody want to sit up here and say, we want to shoot us down. We got the younger people, the younger generation, don't even have a clue about their history. They can't even stand and back up the Nation of Islam, because they listen to the wrong people. Nation of Islam here in Philadelphia that I knew, we have a very prominent pie company here in Philadelphia. And they cooked all their cakes and pies. They use lard. And we had ask them to, change their ingredients and take the pork out. They got rambunctious and said, they ain't going to do nothing. You don't tell us what to do. So what did we do? We left them alone. We ain't go over there, bam, on the door, kick the door in and bust the windows out. We ain't do that. We left them alone. And then later on, when they start losing sales, because we remind the people about pork, they had to change the ingredients. So I know the power of the people is strong. But we always got to have a purpose for what we do. Our purpose today is to create economic strength for the African-American people, descendants of slaves. That's what we want to do. That's our mission. That's what we're going to do. That's our purpose. It's just that we just have to get their ear. That's all we have to do, get their ear for a minute, just like we got their ear about the poor. And there were drastic changes. This is what we want to do with this. So our legacy is very, very important because it helped stymie and upgrade our people. We just hadn't figured out that we have to move as one, as a community, as a body, not as an individual body. This is our purpose. This is our purpose, and we have to do this. We're going to do this. With Allah's help, guidance, we'll get this done. And we're going to continue to give our message, share our wealth to American people and whoever will listen. Because that's our mission. That's our mission, folks. We can establish the economical strength in the African-American community to build our model community to be an example for mankind. That's the thought. I'm sorry. I'm thinking about the thought of that impact from the Cakes and Bar Company, the effects of it. We didn't say we brought them to their knees, but we got their attention. That's the power of the unified can be. The unification. That's why I'm harping on we have to unify, because we can't get nothing off the ground until we do. Now, I say like nothing, but we are unified among the halal industry, our group. And we're making progress, slowly. But we're still moving, we're still laboring on, we're still trying to make it happen. We're still working to make it happen, I'll say that. Because we know what we want to do, and we know how we want to do it. And we're doing it for fun. We're getting people catching on. You know, people take, you know, we're extraordinary people, extraordinary. We don't move like ordinary people. You know, we either got to get an extra kick or we have to be patient with them a little longer in order for them for anything to kick in. But the key is, once they kick in, it's over. And we can withstand this period of this madness or unsettledness. If we can withstand that, it's over. It's over. And that's the test. The patient persevere. That's the big test. We already won the war on that because we done got control over ourselves. We already got our direction where we want to go. We already know what we want to do. That's already done. The war's now. We just got to take the fight, continue with the fighting. And they're getting weak. It's getting weak. It's about to open up. That's why I say it's so close. I can touch it. But we have to labor hard. We have to pick up and support each other. We got to make each other stronger. And how we make each other stronger is building camaraderie with each other. I'm here solo. I'm did a lot. I'm not afraid of it. We just talked about it. But I got my inspiration from the man when he did a Juma solo with no. So I already have an example. I already have an example that to show me that you can do this. And don't worry about if nobody's not there. Don't worry about if nobody hasn't heard you yet. Allah heard us. He heard. We sitting here talking. It's like he's hearing our cry. Do we be kept the sincerity in our heart? If we can go and do this with nobody, imagine what we can do with a whole lot of bodies. Not afraid of this. Because we're progressing. I see the progress we've made, we've been making. That's what keep me going. That keep my fire lit. That progress. Progressive street. And I'm sure that's what the people might see from us when they see us. Y'all still fighting with that, dealing with that every day, yeah. Taking a lick and still taking. But we have to be the example for those who come behind us. And we have to lay that, we have to lay down the groundwork, just like a pioneer, forefathers. We the one orchestrating it. But no, Imam Muhammad, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, was the forefather. They laid the ground down. They laid the groundwork. We're just supporters, the supporting of them. So it's been a pleasure speaking with you, and look forward to sharing with you again another edition, but allow each to do for self. And when everybody's here, we'll be back as one. And when they come, we'll be one. If they don't come, or if something else happens, we just got to label on. The show must go on. That's my attitude. I never had a doubt with that. This is our time. Our time to stand, take our rightful place in society. Rise up, United Nations. Do what you will. This is Nate Muhammad. Allow industry. Do yourself. Signing off. We'll be back on tomorrow from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for another edition of the Allow Industry. Thank you. God bless. Assalamu alaikum.